Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to SRM Contractors Limited Q4 and FY26 earnings conference call hosted by PhillipCapital Private Client Group. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ruthu Chavan from PhillipCapital. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Chavan.
Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of PhillipCapital Private Client Group, I welcome all of you to the Q4 FY26 earnings conference call of SRM Contractors Limited. Today from the management, we have Mr. Sanjay Mehta, Group Chairman, Ms. Ashwini Mahajan, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Ankur Verma, Director, and Mr. Arun Mathur, Company Secretary. The management will be sharing key operating and financial highlights for the quarter and full year ended 31st March 2026, followed by a question and answer session. Please note, this call may contain some of the forward-looking statements which are completely based upon company's beliefs, opinions, and expectations as of today. These statements are not a guarantee of company's future performance and involve unforeseen risks and uncertainties. I now hand over the call to Mr. Sanjay Mehta. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Ritu, and good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining the earnings call of SRM Contractors for quarter 4 and financial year 26. We sincerely appreciate your continued interest and support. I hope all of you have had the opportunity to review our financial results and investor presentation, which has been uploaded on the stock exchanges. As I reflect on the environment in which SRM Contractors operated through financial 26, I am encouraged by how strongly the macroeconomic and policy landscape continues to support the nature of work which we undertake and the geographies in which we operate. India's economy is estimated to have grown by approximately 7.4 to 7.6% during financial 26, with nominal GDP expanded by nearly 8 to 8.6%. Driven by a robust combination of consumption and investment-led growth. As far as SRM is concerned, the nature of projects being tenders have evolved meaningfully for us. With focus towards technically complex, high-value work, tunnels, landslide drainage structures, ring roads, slope stabilizations, and border region connectivity. These are not projects that any contractor can just walk into. They demand specialized engineering capability, terrain-specific experience, and the kind of on-ground execution confidence that only comes from years of operating in places like Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, and Northeast. This is precisely where SRM has built its identity, where our competitive moat is deepest. Through our collaboration with McAfee, we are further enhancing our ability to deliver technically superior and integrated infrastructure solutions in these challenging times. Financial year 26 was a year of significant milestones for SRM Contractors. While all of you know we have delivered India's tallest reinforced tile walls at Riyasi in Jammu and Kashmir and were facilitated excellence in railway EPC construction in year 2025, year 26 has also brought us some glorious awards. This year also, frame front continues and we have constructed India's longest pre-cast cut and cover tunnel built at an altitude of 12,500 feet in Galwan area of Ladakh, which has been awarded with bouquet of awards, including ET Infra Leadership Award for Excellence in Border Remote Hilly Region Infrastructure, 17th CIDC Vishkarma Award 2026, Lieutenant General A.K. Puri Memorial Trophy, has been awarded to Project Himank amongst all the BRO projects. We also take pride in constructing India's first high-altitude ammunition cone at Henle at a height of 16,200 feet, which is a symbol of engineering excellence. Mind you, a normal man needs a season cylinder when you visit Henle as a tourist at a height of 16,000 feet, and we constructed this in a record time of 1 year. To add icing on the cake, our managing director, Mr. Puneet Pal Singh, has been honored as the ET Young Industry Leader 2025 by Times of India Group, which further strengthened the belief which management has put on our young MD. Our company has also received the Rashtriya Ratna Samman 2026 as EPC Contractor of the Year at Bharat Mandapam, New Delhi. These awards matter not as accolades but as an external validation of the capabilities which we have built over nearly two decades since our founding in 2008. From a regional road contractor in J&K, SRM has grown into recognized specialist in some of India's most strategically important and technically demanding infrastructure projects. As part of our long-term growth strategy, we also advanced the establishment of our Abu Dhabi branch office in United Arab Emirates, which we believe will serve as a gateway to opportunities across GCC and select African markets, regions that are well aligned with our specialized engineering and execution capabilities. Let me now begin with the glimpses of our operational and financial updates. As of March 2026, SRM Contractors order book stood at approximately 1,884 crore, comprising a well-diversified mix across roads and bridges, tunnel projects and slope stabilization works. During financial year 26, we secured fresh orders inflow of around 1097 crore, while our financial year 27 bid pipeline remains strong at nearly rupees 6,000 crore, providing healthy revenue visibility and execution momentum going forward. In quarter 4 financial year 26, we have scored a significant order of road construction project covering 14 kilometers on Nashik Ring Road southern side valued at rupees 486 crore. This project is expected to be completed in 12 months from the appointed date. Additionally, we have won an order worth rupees 128 crore by National Highway Authority of India for the construction of long-term remedial measures at Salout landslide location, which will be completed within 12 months from date of appointment. On the capacity expansion front, we incurred a capex of approximately 152 crore in financial 25-26. Coming to our financial performance, quarter 4 financial 26 witnessed strong growth momentum with revenue rising 96% year-on-year to 446 crore. EBITDA grew 96% year-on-year to 80 crore, while PAT increased 120% year-to-year to from 54 crore, resulting in EPS of 23.6 per share. For the full year, financial year 26, company delivered a resilient performance. Revenue grew 94% year-on-year to 1026 crore, driven by strong execution and healthy project momentum. EBITDA increased 86% to 95 crore with margins of 8.1%, while PAT rose 102% year-on-year to ₹111 crore, reflecting the strength and sustainability of our operating performance. Looking ahead, I see no structural reasons for this momentum to slow. We remain optimistic on the growth outlook, backed by strong order pipeline and continued infrastructure movement across our key operating regions. We expect revenue growth of approximately 45-55%, with EBITDA margin expected to remain in the range of 16-18%, and PAT margins at around 11-11%. Our targeted order inflow of financial 27 stands at approximately 2,000 crore, while the current bid pipeline remains robust at rupees 6,000 crore, providing strong visibility for future growth. The government's commitment to infrastructure investment is unwavering. The project pipeline in our core geographies is deep and expanding, and the skill barriers in hilly terrain execution continue to work in our favor. We enter financial 27 with confidence, clarity of purpose, and a strong foundation for next phase of the growth. Thank you very much. With that, I now open the floor for questions.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Harshit Pandey with Blue Star. Please go.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah, Harshit, please go ahead.
Yeah. First of all, congratulations, sir, for the amazing set of numbers. Sir, my question was on PAT margin. So I couldn't hear you. So could you repeat what could be the PAT margin for this year?
The PAT margin for this year is 10.8%, Harshit.
Okay, sir. Got it. And sir, could we exceed the guidance which we have given. Like in this year also, we have done more than what we have said. So could we exceed what we have given the guidance for?
Yeah, this year our consolidated turnover should be between 1500 to 715 crores. And this PAT will be PAT will be around same 8.75 to 10.25%.
Thank you and best of luck.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Maitri Shah with Sapphire Capital. Please go.
Yeah, hello, am I audible?
Yes, please.
Yeah, hello. Congratulations on a great result. A few questions on the cost of goods sold. So for 4Q FY26, we saw a significant jump in the COGS. Any kind of reasons for that? If you could get some color on that.
Yeah, Ashwin, please. We are talking of, speaking of CapEx or... Ashwin, please reply.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you clearly.
Hi, can you please repeat the question? Your voice was breaking a little.
Yeah, am I audible now?
Yeah.
Yes, so we saw a sharp increase in the cost of goods sold. Any reason for that? In the fourth quarter of this year?
That is basically because of, you see, there's a significant rise in revenue also. Overall, the cost of goods sold is in line with the increase in revenue. Overall talking, RDP margins have risen only. It's just because of the increase in turnover, nothing else.
So for 2Q and 3Q, we saw the gross margins quite high at 53-54%. And now we're in the quarter four in the range of close to 21%. So, are these margins going to be sustainable? Are we targeting for a 20-25% gross margins, or those gross margins in 2Q, 2Q, were they kind of a one-off with projects kind of coming to an end?
Basically, it's just because of the problem with overall, we have currently an under revenue of around. If you see our, currently the under revenue is around ranging in around 130 CR, and the increase in COGS is just because of the fact that we have an inventory of around 47 CR as well. So that purchase is entered in the COGS, that is why there is a rise. Overall, on an annual level, there is no rise. Like, there is a, the gross margins have reduced a little bit in quarter four, but overall, if you see on a yearly basis, there is no rise.
Okay, so for the full year next year, we can expect the kind of gross margin.
Similar margin.
Oh, okay, the 35% change. And secondly, even our other expenses saw a sharp decline this quarter. Any reason for that? Because we had such higher other expenses in quarter like 2 and 3, and then it went down to close to, I think, 9 crores in quarter 4.
Basically, the quarter two numbers are not, if you see, we have also provided a note that we have reclassified expenses and other income wherever necessary. So the change in other expenses specifically for quarter four is because of the fact that we regrouped a few expenses based on the previous year numbers. On an overall level, there is no change. Definitely see falling other expenses in quarter four, but that is only because of the fact that we regrouped the few numbers. On an overall level, that is the constant only.
Okay. Secondly, on the order book, so we have close to 1800 crores of order book. Most of the orders, do you see them being executed in this 12-month timeline? If you could kind of give me an average timeline for the roads and the bridges, the tunnels, and then again for the slope. Slope stabilization projects, what sort of execution timeline you have on these three kind of verticals?
Yeah, but the average timeline for roads, except for this Nasik road, which is strategically important, mostly we have 2 years to complete. Only for this we have been given 1 year, and we are yet to receive the appointed date for that. And for slopes, it is mostly 1 year, but in some cases 1.5 years also. So as of today, the total order book is more than 3,000 crores. As of today, the 1,800 which I have given you figure, that is the base on March 31st.
The entire order book is more than 3,000 crores, but the 1,800 crores is the unexecuted part?
No. The 3,000 crore is the unexecuted part.
Okay, and the...
This is order book in hand.
Okay. So the 3,000 crores is our order book and the 1,800 crores is the unexecuted part of it.
No. You are again misunderstanding. When we say work in hand, that means all is unexecuted. Nothing is executed out of 3,000. As of date, we have a 3,000 crore order book in hand which needs to be executed in coming 2 years.
In 2 years,
okay. Most of the projects are 1 year, but we can say some will split into the second year also.
Okay, Master. And the 6,000 crore order book, what sort of conversion ratio are we expecting for FY27?
It will be more than 60 to 70% from this order book.
Yeah, that is my answer. Thank you.
Yeah, welcome.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Kashyap Pandya with Finvest Capital.
Hi, Sanjayji.
Dashil, how are you?
All good, sir. How are you?
Yeah, good, man.
Sir, first question is with regards to the debt as of now, what you see. Sir, long-term debt has quite increased, so if you can just help us, what has led to this?
Yes, Ashish, you explain, then I will come.
Yes, sir. So basically, the increase in debt is purely because of the equipment financing that is taken recently. We have an increase in, we have additions to fixed assets of 152 CR in this financial year.
Right.
So out of this, 130 CR was funded by the new debt that we took this year. So that is purely equipment financing for mobilization of our new projects and a few old projects that were running.
Understood.
As you know, we have one strength is that the company owns all the equipment which are employed in our projects. So this for this Nasik Resort and the Palghar project which we got in Maharashtra lately. So we have spent a capex of more than 150 crores. That's why you can this was in last quarter mainly.
Understood. Sir, do we plan to add some more machinery or this will help us to get the revenue that we're talking today?
No. We need to add more because we are still, I told you we have a pipeline of 6,000 crore out of which we're expecting some breakthrough this month also. So by the end of the first, by the end of this month or first week of June. So we need to have a capex. This year also we will see a heavy investment in capex.
Okay, understood. And with regards to orders you already spoke about, sir, this question is again with asking you only. Madam, we have seen the other financial assets, jumping from a good number. Can you throw some light on it? What is it, and what are the prospects in that?
Yes, sir. Other financial assets for 157 CR that you see in our balance sheet are basically comprising of 82 CR, that is the security deposits with various departments, and 76 CR will be our contract assets, that is the unbilled revenue that we will be booking next quarter.
Okay, understood. And Sanjay, the last question. Sir, what is the order inflow that we are seeing for this financial year? And are we seeing any slowdown from government maybe due to this current geopolitical issues or something? Just wanted to know your thoughts on this.
As far as we are concerned, our projects are still there only and we are working on those projects with the same rigor. We don't have seen any. I have heard about slowdown, but I have not seen any slowdown on our project so far which we are bidding. So, as I told you, right now the order book is for both Aetherium and MIPL is 3,000 crores. And this year we are expecting orders of more than 2,000 more crores. So, our order book, by the time this year ends, it should again be at something around 4,000 crores.
Okay, understood. Sir, all the best. I'll call back in the queue and come back again. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Chirag Shah with ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, Chirag.
Yeah. So I just had one bit clarification on the order backlog number that you just mentioned, that as we speak, you have a backlog of 3,000 odd crores, right? And if I just...
As we speak, we have 3,000 crores, yes.
Okay. So as of March end, if the number is at 1,800 odd crores. Post that, if you should announce two big orders of 500 crores of the ring road.
More than 1,200. This quarter, we have received more than 1,500 crore orders.
But as far as the notification of the exchanges is concerned, there is just notification regarding the 483 crore order from the Nashik Ring Road and another 178 crore order on the roadside. So what are the other orders that you have won in this quarter and why have they not been notified?
As you know, in slope, the order size is small amounts, so like 40 crore, 30 crore, 80 crore. So we have some 7-8 projects like that only. So that can be one reason. But this, when we speak about 3,000 crore, out of this 3,000 crore, 2,112 is from SRM and more than 850 crore is from MicroPay, MIPL, our subsidiary. So, maybe MIPL we have not seen, but SRM all have been reported.
Okay, and so this 1800 crores that you have mentioned in the presentation is standalone or the consolidated order book, including MIPL?
1800 is standalone.
1800 is standalone. So, what was that number for MIPL as of March?
MIPL, we got most of the orders in this quarter only. So, at March, Ashley, do you have that number?
MIPL, this is the first year, so we have not. As of MIPL, 83
CRM. 83.
83 as of March. Okay. And my second question is, given we will be executing at such a big space and we have a debt of 90 odd crores, so what would be the ending debt for FY27 and FY28 given the kind of inflows that we are seeing, the kind of execution we are planning, and the kind of growth rate that we see in our numbers. So what kind of debt will be there in our balance sheet? Or it will stay at same level?
Actually, for this, I told you that this year we are estimating a capex of 250 crore. Hello?
Actually,
you have understood the question because the voice was breaking. Can you repeat the question, please?
So I'm just asking, sir, what would be the year-ending debt for FY27, given the kind of...
The year-ending debt?
Yeah.
Actually, you have capex, which is 250
crore. Yes, sir. We are expecting a capex of around 250 crore. And we obviously have a lot of options in the market. If we don't go for any other options for financing the assets, we would increase debt a little bit. But that totally depends on what market offers. Estimating today would be a little difficult. We can get back at this over the next few quarters.
Okay. But would it substantially increase from these levels? Would that be a fair assumption? Provided you raise all your resources from debt?
We are in a position, you see our this year performance also, we have not raised much except for the capex which was involved for the purchase of machinery. So this year also the same trend will continue. We will be putting capex only for the purchase of the machinery and other will be raised from in-house only.
Okay. It's a few quarters that you are also alluding to the fact that you are looking at international markets. So any progress on that front?
No, we have just established a branch of SRM Contractors in UAE and we are still talking to clients there. But we have not taken any projection of international market so far in the whatever projections we are providing to you. Once we get an order, then in next quarter, we will be putting those projections. We will be revising these projections. But we are still in continuous talk with our clients. So let's hopefully, we are talking to some clients in Oman as well as in UAE.
So let's see how it matures.
Okay. And so my final question on your fundraising that you were evaluating a few quarters back.
We have not allocated any funds so far there for this international market. And once we are able to, you know, crack something, then only we will be allocating.
Okay. And so are we contemplating any QIP or any fundraise from equity going ahead?
Not as yet.
Okay. So that's all from my side, sir. All the best.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Heon Soni, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for providing me the opportunity and congratulations on a very good set of numbers. Sir, the guidance which you gave for FY27 is 45 to 55% kind of revenue growth and 16 to 18% EBITDA margin. Did I hear it correctly?
Yeah, absolutely.
And sir, where do we see the company is 3 years down the line?
3 years down the line, we should be around 3,000 crores top line.
3,000 crores top line. And said the order book by end of FY27 should be? How much, sir?
FY27, it should be around 4,000 crores.
It should be around 4,000 crores by end of FY27, right, sir?
Yeah, more than 4,000 crores.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot.
Because the order book will be something like 6,000, but out of this 6,000, 2,000 have 1,700 must have been executed. So by the end of this year, it will be 4,000 again.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Rutu Chauhan with Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congratulations on the good set of numbers. I had a couple of questions regarding MIPL. What is the sort of projection that we see in MIPL for FY27, FY28? Like, you've given a guidance of 1500 to 1700 crores for consolidated SRM, right? Out of which,
yeah,
what will be the breakup of SRM standalone and MIPL?
Yeah. For SRM standalone in 26-27, it will be something around 1150 to 300 crores, 1300 crores, sorry.
Okay.
And for MIPL, it will be 400 to 450 crores.
Okay. And just of clarity, because there was some noise disturbance when you were discussing about the order book which is currently in hand. So as far as my understanding, the reported order book as of March 31st March is 1800 crores, but right now in hand order book is 3000 crores, which is entirely of SRM, right?
No. 3000 crores, out of this 3000 crores, 2112 is SRM. And
okay.
more than 850 is from MAPL.
Okay, understood. That's perfect. And in terms of the region, we were planning to get some orders in the northeast part of India. Is there any progress in that?
We have already orders in northeast India. See, I told you, as far as road infrastructure is concerned, we are concentrating mainly in Maharashtra.
Right.
But as far as slow stabilization is concerned, we are concentrating Pan India. So we are mainly present in Uttarakhand and Northeast as of today in slow stabilization. If we see the order mix also, so 51% is the total order book consolidated, which is from slow stabilization.
Right.
So if you take road, then road will be almost 40-some% and tunnel is 2%.
Right.
So, until the major component of the work in hand is from slope only.
Okay, that's great. And sir, one final question regarding the debt. So, as we've increased our debt this year, do we plan to pay it off or will there be additional debt? Because we have some substantial amount of cash on our books. So, why are we not doing it entirely through internal accruals?
Basically, this is all equipment debt, and equipment debt, as a company policy, what we do is we count the project to project based. So whenever we get a new project, this whole equipment is funded by that project only and it is cleared by that project only.
Also,
this trend will continue, yeah, because whatever is surplus, it goes to other projects and there is no, whenever a new big project comes, all the equipment is for that particular project.
So, as so when the project completes, the debt will be paid off.
Paid off.
Okay.
But
okay.
It's by the time it moves out from that project, it is clear from any debt.
Understood. Perfect. Thank you so much, sir. And best of luck for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Anukul Arora with Investor Search. Please go ahead.
This call will be recorded.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to ask a follow-up on the last participant. Like, what comfortable debt to equity range are we seeing going forward?
Sorry, please repeat your question again.
I'm asking, sir, what comfortable debt to equity ratio are we seeing going forward?
Debt to equity ratio is will remain something like from 0.3 to 0.2 only.
Okay, understood, sir. So wanted to know, like, a 3,000 crore unexecuted order book which you had just told. So how much is from HAM projects out of that?
Unfortunately, we are not able to get any HAM projects till date. Of course, we are bidding for those, but still that we are not able to get it.
Understood, sir. And anything that you can highlight on the international projects that you were thinking on in the GCC or the Africa region?
Yeah. International projects, we are speaking to many clients as of today. We are speaking to 4 clients exactly, precisely, but nothing has matured into a confirmed order so far. But we are in some advanced level of negotiations. So that is happening mainly in Muscat and that is Oman and one part of UAE that is Fujairah. So let's see how when they mature. As of now we are focusing 100% on our domestic market and it will be an icing on the cake if we get something from international market. Of course, then the margins have to be more than the domestic market, only then we will expand ourselves into the international markets.
Understood, sir. Understood. Yeah, that is from mine, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Next question comes from the line of Bhave Ahuja, Asymmetric Asset Manager, LLP. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon, sir.
Yes.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. First of all, congratulations on the 2x increase in the sales. I have two quick questions. Firstly, I can see that the trade tables have jumped from 68 CR to almost 345 CR in FY26. So I wanted to know that would management help us understand like what has driven this sudden increase? Like is it linked to a new investment acquisition or a larger project procurement?
Hello, Ashmi, sorry,
I didn't get the answer.
Actually, your voice is not
okay. Let me
one second. I mean, your voice is clear, but I can hear Ashmi.
Yes, speaker, we can hear you.
Okay,
Ms. Mahajan, can you please answer the question?
Can I audible now?
So,
the increase in trade payables is purely because of trade and, the increase in operations. This trade payables does not contain anything that we've entered in acquisitions or anything like that. These are the regular day-to-day activities. And if you see the total payables are of 166 CR, but out of that, 148 are the current portion. So there'll be further in the coming quarter or so. That is, the increase is because of the increase in purchases in the last quarter and also the contract expenses that rose in the last quarter. There will be further this quarter.
Okay. Also, one second question I have that I can see that for the very first time there is a non-controlling interest of almost 42 here, like that has happened in 2026. So can you also clarify on that? Like, with
The non-controlling interest came because of the acquisition of MIPL. We have a 51% stake in MIPL, so the other 49% is the non-controlling interest. Earlier, we did not have any 51% subsidiary. That is why it never existed in our balance sheet.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Panch Solanki with RSP Investors.
Hello. Good afternoon, management. My question is also on the margin side. That's like you just already told that there is some reclassification in the quarter four. And also I have seen in the numbers that there could be some reclassification quarter two also, where some items were reclassified from the COGS to other expenses, and now the same items may be reclassified as other expenses to COGS. So, can you tell me what these kind of expenses which were reclassified from above to below, and what was the rationale of this?
So basically, if you have observed, we have seen a change in auditor in the current financial year. So previously, our last finances were based on a different rationale that the different previous auditor had, and the incoming auditors have a different rationale for classification of expenses. Over the quarters, we were trying to reclassify a little bit as we go, like some expenses like wages that could be directly attributable to a project. They were earlier classified as other expenses, and then we reclassified them as cost in COGS. And when we finalized our financial results for the entire year, we realized that a few had to be reclassified again. So that was done as per the auditor's consent.
Okay. And also, what is the number of MIPL revenue and profit for the quarter four?
Sir, MIPL, on MIPL, we were total, MIPL revenue for the year was 267 CR, and out of that, 172 CR has been post-acquisition. So, pre-acquisition and post-acquisition revenues have been separated. So, 172 CR was this revenue that was raised after 22nd of October, that is, after we entered control, and out of that we have a 9.4% PAT.
9.4% PAT. Okay.
Pre-acquisition was 6.7, post-acquisition was 9.4.
Okay. And pre-acquisition you told 6.7%, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And the last question on the other income part, like in quarter four.
6.7 was the pre-acquisition, post-acquisition is 10.8, and financial year 26 is 9.4.
Okay, so 9.4 is the full year.
Full year, yeah.
Okay. So the last question is on the other income part, that other income is increased in the quarter four to 5 crores. Like, so what the income is constituted here?
Sir, other income basically comprises of the income from the increased income from FDR. Mostly, they were maturing this quarter, so we had a significant rise in other income.
Okay, so because the last, in last 2-3 quarters, it was very flat or like negligible, and this quarter is currently jumped up to 5 crores.
Yes, so that is solely out of the interest income from FDRs, and it will gain from sale of assets, but mostly due to the interest income from FDRs.
Okay. And acquisitions of the MIPL in the partly paid basis, right? Like we haven't paid the full amount of money in a single quote. We were paid in the installment. So how much money still paid?
We have still to pay 19 crores in the month of June to them.
19 crores is due to pay in the June?
June, yeah.
Okay, and that is, I guess, the last installment we need to pay, right?
Yeah, that will be our last installment to get full 51% stake.
Okay. That's from my side, and thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Madhur Rathi with Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Just a clarification, the 3000 crore order book, 40-45% is from slope stabilization project. Is that
51% is from slope stabilization in 3000 crore.
Okay, so majority of orders has come post the March quarter end, because in that only 21% is from slope stabilization.
Yeah, yes.
Got it. So are margins higher in the slope stabilization projects versus the road infra?
They are much better than road.
Sir, I'm relatively new to the company, sir. So in the road project, it's the normal project, what a PNG infra type would do. Is that understanding correct?
Sorry? Can you...
So in road and bridges project, road and bridges segment, these are the normal roads and bridges that other EPC companies do?
It's normal except for the some hill roads like in Ladakh, which we have been doing, which we have specialization, because if you see in my presentation also, I told that we constructed India's longest cut and cover tunnel in Shyok. Then we constructed India's highest cavern in Henle. Then we are constructing three bypasses for Kargil. So that hill road experience is different from what normal contractors which we talk about. So that is a different hill road cutting is a different experience than the normal road cutting.
Got it. And sir, how would be the competitive intensity in the roads project versus the slope stabilization project that we have? And who would we consider our major competitors across these two segments?
See, in slope, our strike rate is almost 33-50%. But in road sector, the strike rate is 5-7%. So, road sector is quite intensive, competitive and intensive. And in slope, our competitors are mainly Spar Geo, Bharat, then we have Pioneer, and we have KEC. In roads, you know, there are so many hundreds. The name is from Gawar to Green Lab, everybody's competitors.
Got it. So would it be fair to assume that the 6,000 crore order pipeline that we had as of 31st March, majority was towards slope stabilization only?
No, because this size of slope project is very small. So I have not seen any project so far exceeding 300 crores in slope. Till date, I have not seen any project, right? So the highest project which I have received in slope stabilization may be 180 crore. But in road, the size is very high. So out of 6,000, the pipeline only, which will materialize will be roughly 2,500 to 2,800 only. So of course, most of the projects are road.
Got it. And sir, do we also manufacture the Gabion and other slope stabilization products required in these projects in-house, or these are bought out items?
No, we don't manufacture, but see, McAfee has present in India in two forms. One company is McAfee Infrastructure Private Limited, which is execution arm, we have acquired 51%. Another is MESPL, McAfee Environmental Solutions Provider Limited. And this company is basically a manufacturer of Gabion. So we have a tie up with them. We buy material, we have a lowest cost guarantee with them. They provide material to us at the lowest price.
Thank you. Mr. Rathi, please rejoin the queue for more questions. Next question comes from the line of Tachil Javeri with Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you so much for taking my question, sir. Sir, I just wanted to ask, like, more as we grow higher, we'll have more and more road projects coming in. There will be some dilution in our margins, right? Like, how do we feel we can maintain? In slope stabilization, you said there are better margins, but going forward, like the ring road project, that's such a big project, but that would constitute at a maybe lower margin, right? So what do you feel about that margin trajectory going forward, sir?
Okay, but fortunately, we got ring road project pretty good margin. We are in a position to do some cherry picking because of our vast geographical exposure to different projects. And since we are not, having a total turnover of 10,000 or 8,000, we are just aiming at something near about 2,000. So we are in a position to have two or three good projects of road projects also when we are looking for slow projects all over India. So due to our geographical presence in, slope, we are able to cherry pick good projects in roads also. That's why I said the strike rate in road is 5%. If you are bidding 100 tenders, we are getting only 5. But we are bidding a lot of projects in roads to just for a opportunity where we can get a good margin. We are not, I have not bidded for any project this year where the margin is less. Or which was 49% minus, like the trend is going on today.
Okay, got it. So, like, the slope give us a good margin backlog, and then the so in the road
return. Then we have, I mean, slope is such an exposure to the those sites where which as a general road contractor couldn't. But since my teams are there in different geographies of the country, I am able to cherry pick my road projects.
Correct. Okay, fair enough, sir. And sir, like, so now I think you also said, like, in the next few years, we want to reach 3,000 crores. So to reach there, we'll need a significant amount of capex. So do we want to do it only via debt, not dilute our stake, or are we looking at some QIP? Not maybe this year, but
we are open
going
to,
ahead.
We are open to all the options. We are open to all the options. Let us see the time when it comes, because last year also we were there was a thought process of diluting a little bit, but market was not that good. So we approached banks and we had this capex equipment. There is no problem of raising any amount of capex. So let's see how the time will come. So right now we are able to manage.
Okay, so in near term there is no plan to go for QIP.
As of our next quarter, one next 3 months is no plan.
Okay, that's fair. And the last question from my end. So right now a lot of raw material price fluctuation is happening. So from the government, are we able to, get the higher price, or how are we insulated, or is there some, approval issue from the government?
It kind of. MoRTH has issued circulars for bitumen and diesel. So which is insulating us to not 100% but to something like 80-85%. We have new circulars issued by MoRTH for diesel and bitumen. So otherwise we have a price escalation clause, but this escalation is high, but we are being insulated to something like 80-82%.
Okay. So maybe so that will impact our Q1 margin slightly, or how would you look at it, sir? Like maybe H1 margin might be impacted by this.
Not exactly, because I told you that this new circular is giving us a protection of 85%, so it's good enough. It should impact, but very, very small impact. Very, very small, minuscule.
Okay. Fair enough. So that's it from my side. Thank you so much. All the best.
Brilliant.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, please restrict yourself to 2 questions. Next question comes from the line of Sonia Kishwani with Coheron Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. I had a question on the JV structure. So I was going through the numbers, and it said that the JVs that we had previously, they have been now considered subsidiaries. So can you help me understand the reason for this setup change, and how is this going to impact our financials going ahead? And
Ashmi, correct me, we have not converted any JV into subsidiary.
No, sir.
MIPL has been acquired and it is a subsidiary, but no other JV is a subsidiary.
Ma'am, are you referring to the notes that we provided with the financials?
Yes.
That is because we have adopted India, so the reclassification of the earlier JVs to subsidiary is purely because we have control over those JVs. All our JVs were basically 98% holding of SRM and more like 2% holding of the other party. So based on the India's rule of control, we have reclassified them as subsidiaries. However, there is no change in the accounting treatment. Earlier also, they were fully consolidated with SRM, and even today, they are fully consolidated with SRM.
Okay.
Because JV is always a, you know, it's for a project specific. It can't be, it's not a permanent entity. So once the project is over, the JV does lose its significance.
Right. Understood. My second question was on other expenses. So I understand from the answers given to previous participants that the expenses were reclassified. But then, has the reclassification been implemented for the full year FY26 numbers also? How are we classifying them for full year numbers?
Yes, and the classification of expenses, the final classification that is presented for the FY26 numbers is basically done for the entire year. So, does not really affect any other margins, but overall level say, we have so basically a part of subcontract expenses were earlier being shown as in QGS and other expenses, so we reclassified a little bit, but it has been done for the entire year. So currently if you see the 26 versus 25 numbers, they are similarly classified.
So the subcontractor expenses were earlier part of, now they are part of other expenses is what you're saying?
No, so basically, earlier, we had a part of subcontract expenses that was showing in other expenses. Now, currently, everything that relates to the project would be shown in cost of materials and then like the COGS in the above segment. And in other expenses, when we upload the final balance sheet, we'll be able to see other expenses of 68 CR comprise of 48 CR of operational expenses. Now these operational expenses would comprise of other smaller expenses like our subcontract expenses that are not directly attributable to a few projects. And also the admin expenses of around 16 CR.
Okay, actually I need some more clarification on other expenses. Maybe I'll connect with you offline, if that is the time.
Any kind of work.
Yeah. And my other question was, while I was going through the financials, there were a couple of trade payables and receivables in the non-current long-term liability and asset side. How is that possible? I just wanted to understand.
So in our trade receivables, we have 37 lakhs of receivables that we are still expecting that we will be recovered, but they are pertaining to a project which is over a year old. So therefore, this is being classified as non-current.
Thank you. Ms. Keshwani, please rejoin the queue for more questions. A reminder to all the participants, please restrict yourself to two questions. Next question comes from the line of Vishnu Agarwal, PD Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon to the entire leadership team at FRM Contractor.
Hi.
Hi, sir. In the last conference call, sir, you have promised to deliver a magical number of 100 crore packs. So you not only delivered that, but you have overachieved by a significant margin. And therefore, I want to congratulate you, Mr. Punit Pakti, and everybody from the boardroom to the project site at SRM Contractor, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And we deliver you both the numbers, 1,000 crore and 100 crore.
Absolutely, sir. So I have few questions that I believe will help, you know, long-term investors like us who have been with the company for a long time to further, you know, solidify our conviction in the company from FY27 and beyond. So, I think, I mean, like, looking at the guidance that was given actually from 50 to 60% top line growth, my first question is, is that kind of a growth we are looking at for the next 2 to 3, 4 years, keeping the margin intact?
Yes, that is our belief, and we deliver for our belief.
Yeah.
We will be doing that.
Great, sir. And one more thing, anything, I mean, like what is new from the defense side, sir? We have been doing a lot of great projects, which has become the pride of the nation, you know, from the defense side.
Yeah.
Are we actually expecting more orders from the defense, sir, in the near future?
Yes, sir. We are waiting for some very good tunnel projects which are coming up in Ladakh area. So just waiting for those. I think this will be a year when, if you see our tunnel projects, our tunnel participation is minimum, is not even 2 to 3%. So we are waiting for some very good tunnel projects which are coming in Ladakh. So you will see us there.
Thank you. Mr. Agarwal, please rejoin the queue for more questions. Next question comes from the line of Raj, an individual investor. Please go.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible, sir?
Yeah, Raj, please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. So my first question was, sir, you in the earlier comments mentioned that as on today, order book is 3,000 crores. This year, we are guiding revenues of 1,500, approximately 1,500 crores. So,
yeah.
And then you mentioned that order book by the year end F27 will be 6,000 crores. So, effectively, what you are trying to say, sir, that you will receive additional 2,500 to 2,000 crores in the remaining 10 months. That is what
I mean to say is, ki right now our order book is 3,000 crores, and suppose we achieve a top line of 1,800 crores, and then again our order book will be more than 4,000 crores, which means we would be having a total order book of 6,000 crores by the end of this year.
Got it. Sir, can you please share the number of L1 orders that are there in our in the pipeline?
We will do that. Ankur, you can send us the query to Ankur, he will share it with you.
Thank you. Mr. Raj, please rejoin the queue for more questions. Next question comes from the line of Anubhav with SP Financial. Please go ahead.
So, hello sir. First of all, congratulations for this good set of numbers. My first question would be, are you looking for any other category to focus on apart from slope, tunnel, roads and bridges in future?
We are working on many projects. As I told, international exposure is one. Then maybe we are looking into this marine, but that will take some time, dredging and marine also. We are looking into that will depend on if we are getting some good company to acquire. If we get something in our growth journey, of course.
Okay.
We are looking for some good company to be acquiring the marine, which is working in marine, which we can acquire up, be a part of it.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's all from my side.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Ketan R. Cheda, an indigenous official.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity, and sir, many congratulations to your team for achieving the numbers and targets that you have set out earlier. My question one is, can you let us know right now, as of now, what is the size of the bids that they have already submitted, and we are awaiting the outcomes of those projects?
These bids are roughly, we are awaiting results for 1,600 crore right now.
1,600 crores.
The bids will be submitted as of today.
Okay. And then, of course, you're expecting a lot more orders to come up for the bidding, and they would be kind of, you know, opening up in this financial year itself.
Yeah. We are working on some tenders which are amounting to almost 6,000 crores, but for the bids which we have already submitted, 1,600, less bids need to be submitted.
Sure. And in the last call, you had mentioned that, you know, on the day of the call itself, you were awaiting results for one of the HAM projects.
So did we lose that project, or if you can help?
That project, yeah, we were H2, not H1.
Thank you. Mr. Sheda, please rejoin if you have more questions. Next question comes from the line of Raj, an individual investor. Please go.
Thank you very much, sir. Sir, I have two questions. First question was on the opportunity of Meghalaya Greenfield Corridor, which is a very large package of 22,000 crores. Do we see any opportunity for us in that? And second question was, sir, what is our monthly revenue run rate as of today?
For first question, as of now, we are not bidding for Meghalaya Road project. But we have quoted some Meghalaya flow projects. We are not interested in those, not in Northeast as of today. Second project, Ashmi, you need to answer.
Sorry, sir, can you please repeat the question?
Yeah, my question is, what is our monthly revenue run rate for the quarter? 2 months have already passed, sir.
Sir, I'm sorry, I'm unable to hear you.
Hello?
Mr. Raj, can I hear a little louder?
Yeah. What I'm asking is, what is our monthly revenue run rate currently?
Monthly run rate.
We don't have any monthly run rate.
We roughly do for quarters. Yeah.
We have a monthly run rate for revenue, sir, because we are into projects with the government department. So whenever a specific milestone is achieved, we bill something to the department and that bill gets approved, and that is, it's generally a 30 to 28 day cycle for that. So we'll be able to answer quarterly numbers. If you want to know for current revenue, we have already billed over 70 CR in this quarter. But better numbers will be shared once the quarterly results are declared.
Sure. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, we have reached the end of question and answer session. I now hand the conference over to Sanjay Mehta for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you very much, friends, for your continuous trust in the company, and we will be honoring your trust and delivering you as we promise you. This is our assurance from the management side. We will deliver whatever we promise. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of SRM Contractors Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now.
Thank you.